This is the Dan Kaplis Show. News Talk 710 KNUS.
Dan and Craig, 710 KNUS. Lines completely jammed as they should be. But everybody feeling better now because Obama has named an Ebola czar. Dr. Who, Craig? That's right, yeah, not a doctor. A political operative, Democrat Party insider and lobbyist Ron Klain, though he did serve as chief of staff to Joe Biden, so that should make us all certain of his competence. He is the new Ebola czar. Now, we go to the VIP line to welcome a true rising star, Mike Kaufman, who was viewed by many across the country to be dead in the water in his race against Andrew Romanoff after the redrawing of the sixth in order to essentially defeat Mike. And now, at this point, Mike not only leads in all of the polls, the Dems have pulled money from Romanoff. And this morning, Mike wins the endorsement of the Denver Post editorial board, normally the Post considered liberal in nature, though Dean Singleton on the show the other day disputed that certainly and offered some historic examples of endorsement of Republicans. But Mike Kaufman winning the endorsement. Congressman, welcome to 710 KNUS.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, congratulations on the endorsement and on everything else.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, well, you sound overwhelmed by it.
Well, it's not over. I mean, we got this is a tough race, and we got a ways to go. And so, but I'm obviously pleased I got the endorsement from the Denver Post, and I think for all the right reasons. I think they certainly talked about my military experience and being able to take that to the Congress and to contribute in terms of national security issues, and then they also talked about my opponent. I think less glowing terms about having just moved into the district. So I think it was a great endorsement, and I think it's going to help.
Congressman, congratulations. I think there have been a number of turning points in your race against Andrew Romanoff, and I'd consider one of them when you came and spoke so eloquently at the rally for Israel. Andrew Romanoff was invited, but he did not show up. I love your support for Israel, and with all the crises in the world, we sometimes forget about Israel. There's a big event for Israel at Faith Bible this Sunday night. I heard something else going on Sunday night, but I'm going to go to both. I'm going to try to do the Broncos and the rally for Israel. Where does your support and love for Israel come from, sir?
Oh, I mean, I think I got to go to Israel in the early 1980s as a junior officer in the United States Marine Corps, and I got to go back in 2009 after I was elected to Congress. And let me tell you, it's a much better deal going as a member of Congress. But I really got to appreciate, I mean, the fact that they're a democracy, that they share the same values as we do, and there's such cultural and religious ties between the United States and Israel, and so it's a tough neighborhood. And so I worry about the lead from behind strategy of this administration and how that's not working and how it's making things worse.
Congressman Mike Kaufman, our special guest. Congressman, I wanted to ask you about this dramatic news this morning, appointment of an Ebola czar, not an MD. I guess all the doctors in America are busy. He's a Democrat political operative, former lobbyist, chief of staff to Joe Biden, Ron Klain. What is your reaction to that appointment?
Well, kind of typical, unfortunately, that it seems that so much of this administration is just driven by this sort of partisan loyalty and not by competence and not, you know, by having people that have the expertise. And so I think there's a real and I think what it's going to do, there's already concern about confidence in terms of the information we're getting from the administration, the job that they're doing in respect to this and how they're handling it. And I don't think so they bring on a czar to try and make things better. And it's not going to, because I think that it's going to be seen through that this is coming through the same partisan filter as so many other things have happened, and where there's not transparency, where there's not accountability, and so that everything is spin. And so I think it's not going to help the American people have confidence.
Congressman, do you support a travel ban with regard to West Africa?
athletes do. I think we can call it a travel restriction. I think there's some people that raise objections to it, say, well, how can you get healthcare professionals in? Certainly we can make exceptions for the people that are needed to go in to that country to help. But absolutely, but it just makes common sense to restrict the travel coming out. And so that would seem to be the first thing that you would do.
What about the military being sent there? Now there's mention of the National Guard. Do you approve of that?
No, I really don't. I mean, I think the fact is that we support organizations like the United Nations and the World Health Organizations, and when they have supposedly have public expertise that we support as taxpayers, and they ought to be the people on the ground doing this, and not wholly relying upon the United States.
Well, Congressman, which makes perfect sense, and I would imagine that 99% of our audience is shaking their head yes along with you. They're shaking their yes on the travel ban. So why do you believe that President Obama is defying logic on both? Why do you think that he's just sort of illogically opposing this travel ban and his supporters are parroting this line of reasoning that doesn't make sense? And then the same thing in sending the troops. What do you think's going on with him?
You know, it seems kind of bewildering that why didn't we take the appropriate action to begin with? Why are we exposing our troops to this? Why didn't we seek the alternatives in terms of putting pressure on those organizations that are affiliated with the United Nations that we support as taxpayers to do the job and put pressure there and exercise leadership in that direction as opposed to sending our own troops in? None of it makes sense to me. When we have so many other issues out there, and the fact that that our policies aren't working in the Middle East right now, we're sending all these troops and spending all this money in Africa, and yet we won't give a single bullet to the Ukrainian people who want to defend against Soviet aggression.
Crazy. But Congressman, grateful for the time this morning. Congrats on the post endorsement. How can people help your campaign?
Oh, certainly. You can go to my website, coffinforcongress.com. You can volunteer. You can contribute. Get your ballots in. Get them in soon, please. Get them in soon, because one of the things we're going to be doing is a ballot chase, and so we're going to be calling on voters that haven't turned in the ballot. And the best way to shrink that list that we need to call is to get your ballot in and help us out that way.
Great point. And in our next visit, we'd love to get into some real depth on your tremendous success, according to the polls so far, with Latino voters, which I think is very understandable and should serve as a model for others. But appreciate the time this morning, sir.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Congressman Mike Kaufman. Congratulations to him. As he says, the fight not over yet. The Dems have an enormous get-out-the-vote machine, so everybody has to go out there and do everything they can. Dan and Craig, 710 KNUS.